And rolling at you next on the stream of free radio at freakradio.org. It's the June 7th, 2020 edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. Lots of stuff from protest actions, surprising protest actions, and sustained protest actions over the last week. I'm not sure whether that's been happening the last couple days. It's been more sort of a few more recently Santa Cruz indivisible, that is say, indistinguishable Democratic Party hacks jumping on board the Black Lives Matter bandwagon, perhaps. But there were massive, not just crowds of ordinary folks out, but some really determined, militant, angry people who want to see change nationally in California and maybe even in Santa Cruz with the police department's behavior towards African Americans, minorities, homeless people, and the citizenry, the community generally. You're also going to hear an interview with Scott Scopitout, Scott Graham, on his attempt to inquire of Mayor Cummings, whom I'm calling Uncle Tommy Justin, and, of course, Police Chief Andy Mills. That's the guy who wants to give you more anti-homeless laws while taking a knee with Justin in support, supposedly, of Black Lives Matter, but not as far as I know, changing the policies regarding concealing racial data in his police statistics. So, I don't know, there's lots of other things involving police procedures ranging from use of force, recording of detention stops, weaponry militarization that I've been talking about for eons on this program. There you go. So that's all happening. We also have Cynthia Berger of the Tenant Association talking about recent stuff going on there or not going on there, as the case may be. And then finally, a long flashback to a pre-show tape of the Santa Cruz City Council of July 28th, 1992, when Officer Butchie Baker, also known as Sticky Fingers Butchie, as I called him, because of his public accusations of nine women that kicked off a successful sort of drive for a police review board that lasted for, I don't know, 7 years, something like that. Maybe a little more, but was largely a toothless fig leaf until towards the end when it actually tried to do something, headed by, not to play the race card here, but African-American and poor guy, Mark Half Moon, who is, by poor, I don't mean, you know, impoverished in terms of spirit, but rather in terms of wealth. So anyway, check it out. You'll enjoy it, I hope. And if you won't, you'll learn something from it. And if not, it's there as an archive for people to get back to if they ever need this kind of historical reference. City Council no longer has these tapes, no longer has these audio files, and doesn't keep these kinds of records. But you'll find some of them here on the Huff website at huffsantacruz.org. So there you go.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't.
Habeas corpus rights have been suspended in New York following a judge's ruling in regard to protesters who have been arrested because they were out past curfew. So you are supposed to get charged if you are held in custody. You're supposed to have a reason to be held in custody. And so lawyers representing these detainees are saying they've been behind bars for more than a day. So past 24 hours, they should be charged at this point. They have not been charged. And it looks like these people are just going to be detained indefinitely. And that's against their constitutional rights. And so now a judge has weighed in, and I want to give you what this judge had to say. As of the Thursday afternoon hearing, the number of people arrested in Manhattan who have been waiting to see a judge in cramped cells for more than 24 hours had climbed to 202, according to an NYPD lawyer. So the Manhattan Supreme Court Judge James Burke argues that there's a lack of resources to deal with this influx of people in jail. The entire police department has been deployed, and the entire Manhattan's DA office is, quote, all hands on deck and working to relieve the problems which we are currently addressing. It is simply a fact that virtual parts, remote hearings, slow down the pace of arraignments, including but not limited to technical issues.